June 2010. June 1st, a vast flight of returning Canada geese must have arrived at the woodland pond at the top of our hill last night, for, walking there this morning, I could hear their cries from a quarter mile off. I turned through the woods to welcome them. As I approached the pond, the geese were setting up an extraordinary clamor of honks, blats, groans, hoots, yodels, coughs, grunts, barks, and yawps. In the woods at the pond's edge, I peeped out, expecting from the volume and variety of their racket to find geese in company strength at least. Four birds. There were four of them. When I appeared, they fell silent and paddled sedately away. Prepared for 100 geese, I had been fooled into multiplying their number by 25. Not a bad trick. I was reminded of the maneuver in the spring of 1862 when the Confederate General Magruder, charged with defending the outskirts of Richmond against a Union army that greatly outnumbered his own, employed a similar ruse. Magruder marched his small force past a gap in the terrain through which the Union observers watched them. Day after day, he marched them in a circle. Each of Magruder's men was counted by the opposition over and over again, convincing the northern general that the defending force was equal to his own. This caused him to hesitate, which led to a failed assault on the southern capital.